www.TheFanRadio.com. This is What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hennon, and Todd Mitchell is here, the K-Fire Radio God. Do I understand correctly you're going to be in New Salem today with the K-Fire Cafe, broadcasting right underneath the giant udder? Is that true?
New Salem. I'm actually not going to be right under the udder. I'm going to be at the Muddy River Coffee, but we are going to definitely say hi to Sue as we go by. But I still maintain there is tremendous money to be made in merchandising of Moo Salem apparel, but nobody's been able to pick up on that idea with me. It's my own dream, I guess.
I'm with you on that little dream. I think that New Salem Sue is pretty cool. And I would really, you know, next time, I know the folks that are hosting you today are marvelous, but at least in the future, maybe when it's a little warmer, will you do the show underneath the other?
Well, gladly, but you have to admit, you know, the prospect of doing that on January 24th, granted today, I mean, we're 33 degrees, we're okay, but normally on January 24th, an outdoor show underneath the cow on the hill is one of those things where you go, I don't know.
I'm not going to be able to get through the weekend unless there's at least a photo of you and New Salem Sue posted on your Facebook page before the end of the day. Can I wish for that?
You can wish for that. We'll make it happen.
All right, beautiful.
It's going to be right there.
Speaking of weather, it is going to be windy. In fact, the wind advisory is in effect for all of western and portions of central North Dakota this afternoon and evening. Winds will increase over the southwest with gusts of 45 miles an hour late this morning. Strong northwest wind then developing across the remainder of western and central North Dakota later today and during this evening as a strong cold front pushes south across the state. Winds will taper off later tonight. But again, high-profile vehicles, very hazardous travel because of this. Also, light snow is expected. This is from the National Weather Service in Bismarck. Now, listen close, Todd, because they are telling us that light snow is also expected later today and tonight. And where it is snowing, motorists should expect blowing snow and reduced visibilities. I know, hard to believe that with the wind and the snow, we might actually have blowing snow. But anyway.
Well, in Minot, they've already got 31-mile-an-hour wind gusts, too. So, I mean, it's already starting.
Yeah, it is, exactly. And by the way, the B word is back. There is a blizzard watch in effect for this evening. This is the National Weather Service Grand Forks issuing a blizzard watch from this evening through late tonight. A strong cold front moving through the region. A light snow will fall ahead of the feature. Then winds will increase, causing blowing snow. The potential exists for ground blizzard conditions. Winds north 30 to 40, gust to 50. By the way, they're talking even higher up in Devil's Lake. I meant to mention that. Even the winds we're talking about, they're saying that the Devil's, well, actually the whole Devil's Lake and James River Basin, they're saying stronger than even gust to 45 miles an hour in the Devil's Lake and James River Basin. So it's just going to be a very ugly time. Not a lot of snow where there is snow, but the wind, again, cranking up. So we even have the B word back. Welcome to the program we call What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hennon, along with Todd Mitchell, as we mentioned. Our telephone number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. For those of you, you know, cupping your hand next to your ear, bending into the radio saying, okay, where is it? You told us that Senator Heidi Heitkamp was going to be here today. We did, and we were wrong. Sorry, that was actually scheduled for a week from today. And they all along had it scheduled. All the emails said Friday the 31st, but we just...
comes down to is Scott Hennon can't read an email.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Yeah, exactly right. Yeah.
And not to throw you under the bus, but, yeah, you know... Yeah. Exactly. I was along for the same ride, too, because I was looking forward to Senator Heitkamp being on as well. Well, I still am, 1 week from today.
Exactly. So anyway, that will happen, but it's just our bad. It's actually next Friday. So anyway, we look forward to that. So I know some folks yesterday said, could you ask this? Could you ask that? We've taken the notes. We've got our questions. And but most importantly, you get an opportunity to ask the questions of Senator Heitkamp on the program tomorrow. Now, it is a normal or nuts Friday,
tomorrow.
So we have no. Did I say tomorrow?
You're going to be in Saturday and get her on, huh? Wow.
One week from today. More confusion.
Well, the good news is you have another week to gather your thoughts and get those questions together and get them to us.
Here's an idea, though, Todd. We have a Normal or Nuts Friday, and we have a few Normal or Nuts topics. Phil and I from the K-Fire PMS Morning Show already talked about a couple of them, including the NFL being tax-free and also Joe Mauer moving to first base. A couple we'll tackle. But I thought we could maybe save the Normal or Nuts topics for next hour. And this hour, since we plan to have a guest, you know, and a member of our congressional delegation, you know, answering questions, that maybe the audience could fill that void today and just tell us what's on their mind. So rather than set the table as we normally would on a couple of topics, that we just find out what's on your mind. And if I happen to stray from that plan, Todd, and share my opinion, do you have some sort of a, like a chuck? Okay, yeah, that'll work. It sounds like some kind of a ship horn or something. What is, it's a very loud buzzer. Give it to me one more time. Yeah, all right. We can use that. I prefer a gong, actually, like from the Gong Show. Remember that Chuck Barris game show?
You are old. No, I do remember that. I can't call you old. We're about the same age, so I guess I really can't call you old. But
anyway, that'll do for now, unless you can find a gong. But in the meantime, we want to know what's on your mind. And here's the telephone number to tell us, 855-200-1776. We use those for the drive-bys, we call them. That's the number we answer 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Or if you are in inclement weather or whatever and just want to tell us quickly a comment, a road report, do a drive-by. Just call 855-200-1776, as in our nation's founding year, 1776, and press 1, and you'll leave a message, and we'll have it within minutes, okay? Now, otherwise, if you'd like to have a little conversation with us while you tell us what's on your mind, you call 701-258-0550 or 800-228-0550, all right? You can also go to whatsonyourmindradio.com, leave your comment there. Email us at studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Sorry if you're doing that with your thumbs, because that's quite long. And you'll find links to our Facebook and Twitter accounts there, okay? All right, Karen in North Fargo is first to answer the question, what is on your mind? Good morning, Karen.
Happy New Year.
Karen, are you there?
Yes, I'm right here. I'm just turn my sound louder. Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine now, Karen. Yes, thank you. Good morning.
Yes, Happy New Year again.
Happy New Year to you.
Yeah. Now, Heidi has always been in favor of the Keystone Pipeline, but when she voted against the first gun control bill, she didn't exactly become Obama's favorite. Yes, men might have better luck with trying to get the Keystone Pipeline, but I'd like you to ask her a week from now what the current progress with that is. And, of course, even me here in North Fargo would like to have less oil going by rail.
All right. So you think that maybe the holdup might be because of her support for, or I guess opposition to, the additional restrictions on the Second Amendment that the president wanted? Do you think maybe this is sort of a retaliation thing? I just want to get your question straight so we have it.
I don't think it's a retaliation. I think that she has less success pushing the Keystone Pipeline than one of the yes men.
I got it. I got it. Oh, got it. Okay, so diminished her effectiveness in making the case like she did during the campaign. Makes sense. All right, Karen. And you know what? When Senator Heitkamp joins us a week from today, I would really appreciate it if you would call and ask that question, because I'll make a note, and if there's a lull, we'll do it. But we get a lot of calls, so we'll try hard. But it's a good question, Karen. Thank you. Jim in Fargo, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Tell us what is on your mind today, Jim.
Well, I really don't. I hesitate to even mention this, but I do have a subscription to Rolling Stone magazine.
Why do you hesitate to mention that, Jim?
it has a much different perspective than I share.
Okay, all right,
but
I got it.
The January 30th issue of Rolling Stone, and if I there's an interesting article, and I guess I just want to steer you guys to this. On the cover it says special report: the GOP's stealth war on abortion rights. And it begins on page 30 and to about 4 or 5 pages. And if you've not come across it, because I doubt whether you guys would subscribe to it either. But take a look at it, because that'll give you some good, it will give you an excellent view of how the opposition are those who are pro-death regard those who are pro-life.
Hang on a second, Jim. Can I borrow your Rolling Stone from January 30th, Todd? Would you be willing to share with me? Is that?
I'd be willing to, but I don't know where your studio is.
Well, no, I was asking Todd, actually, because I, you know,
you might have to get Jim, because I have not read that in a while, and I used to be a pretty regular reader, but it's been a while.
So, Jim, if you hang on a moment, we'll get you the information to find us here, and you can drop that by, as long as you bring a piece of pie for Todd. You got to bring a piece of pie for Todd, and the Rolling Stone for me. I'm only kidding.
Surprises. Surprises.
I'm only kidding. He subscribes to the rule.
I'm not kidding.
There's no such thing as bad pie. That's so surprising would be the answer. Jim, hang on. We'll get you that answer. Steve, when we come back, tell us what's on your mind. Friday edition of the program.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Wiedelsbacher.
The annual Best of the Best in Wheat and Soybean Research and Marketing Workshops will be held Wednesday, February 5th at the Alera Center in Grand Forks and Thursday, February 6th at the Courtyard by Marriott in Moorhead. Researchers and extension specialists from North Dakota State University and the University of Minnesota will deliver the most current research information to help producers make better farm management decisions. Hands-on demonstrations will enable producers to get a closer look at important production and marketing tools. Although these sessions are free of charge for farmers, pre-registration is strongly encouraged. CEU credits are also available. For session times and to register, log on to smallgrains.org and click on the Best of the Best link. Smallgrains.org, click on the Best of the Best link.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hey, truckers, if you're traveling in the Bakken, take time to visit the all-new $3.5 million truck wash in Stanley, North Dakota. It's now called the North Dakota Truck Wash. The new manager, Megan's on the phone. And, Megan, folks are raving about your VIP service. Tell us about it.
Sure. We offer a wide variety of services here. We've got free Wi-Fi, television while you wait, showers, hot coffee, donuts, snacks. Come on in and relax while you're waiting for your wash.
And, you know, most truck washes specialize in highway trucks, but Bakken trucks are not highway trucks. Tell us the difference.
That's right. Here in the Bakken, the mud is just, it gets caked on there, it gets baked on. We've got ice on top of the mud. We have a demudding system that sprays on 50 gallons per minute, and we just blast that mud right off, and we've got the chemistry figured out now. We've got the correct chemicals to blast that mud away.
It's a new state-of-the-art facility using the newest equipment and the best chemistry to cut through the Bakken ice and mud. Look for the signs off Highway 8 or just south of the Senex in Stanley off Highway 2, the all-new North Dakota Truck Wash.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Only a west-northwest wind at 16 right now, but that's going to crank up. Minot at this very hour is 30. Way to go, Minot. Almost the warm spot in the state, but I inch just a little bit to the west, and Williston is at 37 degrees, so they get the honors. Rather nice. Fargo's at 24, Grand Forks 26, Jamestown 29, Devil's Lake 27, Wahpeton 21, Valley City 28 degrees right now. And Stanley and Tioga, 32. Dickinson, 34. Sydney, Montana, 41 degrees. Mile City at 39 degrees and overcast. Winds are already cranking pretty good in the patch, by the way, at 20 miles an hour out of the west right now, and will continue to increase. Lemon, South Dakota, northwest wind at 21, 35 degrees. Aberdeen clear and 32. And on the Minnesota side, we're looking at Fergus Falls at 21, scattered clouds, west wind at 12, 23 in Thief River. Alexandria, overcast, 26 in Detroit Lakes, 27 and overcast. Back to the phones. You tell us what's on your mind. Steve in Fargo, you're next. It's my fault now because I said I will put them on the air. Sorry, Steve.
Hello?
Come on. Go ahead.
You're Scotty, you there?
Mind. Yes, sir. Go ahead. I am. Yes.
Yeah, I called in yesterday. You had a lady in that was talking about the Affordable Health Care Act, which is just, you know, an oxymoron on its face from a standpoint of what it's doing. And then now the other thing is the quote downgrading of the health insurance industry. Man, did the national media jump on that, huh? Have you seen anything kind of, mentioning that?
Yeah. Do we have the cricket sound, Todd, ready to go? Because I heard was crickets. I didn't hear any of the media coverage of that, Steve. Yeah. Why?
Yeah, exactly. But here's my point with Heidi is that, you know, I think she seems like a pretty nice person, and she came to bat from the gun control issue and some other things. But her absolute delusional devotion to Obamacare is becoming an embarrassment to the state, herself, the office. You cannot blindly support something that is so disastrously flawed. I voiced opinion to her office, and they were nice enough to send me back a more than two-page letter that Heidi signed, and I underline and put stars and stuff on this, and as far as the comments that she's making, at best, these comments that are on here are misleading. They're talking about, you know, the only way insurance works is, you know, it's through diversification of risk, which is a true statement. But requiring young, healthy men without dependents to buy coverage that includes maternity coverage, that should be against the law. And that's what Obamacare does, because they have to significantly to grossly overcharge healthy people in order to offset the cost to older sick people. And that's the big lie. Everyone said, oh, the big lie is Obama said that if you like your doctor, you can keep it. If you like your plan, you can keep it. Well, those were big lies, no doubt. But the biggest lie is, like virtually everything the Democratic Party and liberals do, it is a gigantic transfer of wealth. Do you disagree?
No, I'm not giving my opinions this hour, but I don't disagree with anything that you said, quite honestly. And go ahead, you go.
It's a tragedy. I mean, you look at this, and they have, under a complete false premise, think about that. Flashback to when they were selling this, when Heidi Heitkamp and her brother were standing on top of a trailer in 2010 or whatever it was. You were there and a bunch of other people. We were standing on a grassy knoll overlooking the Fargo Dome parking lot because the Teamsters were standing there like Gestapo agents, keeping people from going in unless you signed up and took one of their, you know, Gulag issued signs to wave. I mean, it was a mock rally for this Obamacare, and they're preaching it's going to cut costs, it's going to expand coverage, and on and on and on. If you took every bullet point from every word that came out of Heidi Heitkamp's mouth when she stood on top of that trailer, virtually every single one of them were misrepresentations, half-truths, or tragically outright lies. Now, give her the benefit of the doubt. Maybe she didn't know it at the time. When does she and every Democratic representative or senator like her call a news conference and stand up and go, this is a debacle, and this is why? And the point that the lady made yesterday is that if a website is built for the purpose of enrolling people in health care insurance, The primary aspect of getting someone active health care insurance is collecting the premium. And Kathleen Sebelius' answer is, we haven't built the back end yet. We're going to get around to it.
Well, and I will say this. I think that the focus on the website has almost been a distraction from the core issues of what you talked about. I mean, look at what Target did yesterday, okay? I mean, Target's announcement that all these people are being dropped as a result of Obamacare is a much bigger issue than the fundamentals of the website not being working. And Senator Heitkamp will be here next Friday. I'd welcome you to call her and engage on these issues in a respectful way and just talk about, for instance, she has said she believes that there are things that are wrong and ought to be fixed. Let's start there. What is the progress on those? I think that's the place we can go. Appreciate the call, Steve. I'm going to keep rolling. And by the way, I did check the Washington Post. That story you mentioned, Moody's downgrades outlook for health insurers, is there. I don't know what page it's on, but they buried it in the health and science section. So it isn't the headlines that it should be, and I guess that doesn't surprise me. But that's
well, it's in the health section.
Yeah. Thanks, Steve. Well, that's a front page story, though, I think.
I know.
Was that dangerously close to me telling you what was on my mind, Todd? Sorry. George, Jamestown, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Take it away, George. You know what? I'm supposed to put these people on, and now it's my fault. So, hi, George. How are you?
Yeah, so I'll keep this short. I voted for Heidi Heitkamp every time she ran for an office, but it'll be the last time. She barely got to Washington. She told us there she was against same-sex marriages. She got to Washington a few months and changed her mind completely. And just as a previous caller, she's Obamacare is a dead horse. It's going to lead to a one-payer insurance system. And it's not a good deal, not a good deal for the whole country. And I think she knows it, but she's playing politics. That's all I have to say.
George, appreciate your call, and others welcome, telling us what's on your mind today at 800-228-0550. Here's another.
Wondering, you know, train derailments. I believe we've had our third one now in less than a month. We had one over at Carrington, one over at Tioga, now yesterday the one over by Rossler. Wondering if it's, you know, they were saying the one in Carrington was maybe weather-related, but when you got three like that in less than a month, to me it kind of seems like there's maybe something wrong with the rail system, you know, whether it's the rail itself, you know, maybe the spikes or the base underneath. You know, just kind of wondering what your guys' thoughts were on that, if BNSF had any comments on it that I missed. The other thing, too, is, you know, thank God it hasn't been an Amtrak train that's come off the rails yet, you know, out of these three that have happened.
Appreciate the call. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. BNSF did talk a bit about the wind derailing the one train. More on that coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Save the date, May 31st, the day the USS North Dakota will be commissioned in Connecticut. Here's the chair of the USS North Dakota Committee, Bob Weefold, for more.
We have been given the great honor, the great privilege of having a ship named after our great state. It's the second one that's been named after our state. It's been over 90 years since a ship carried the name of North Dakota. And May 31st, when we get commissioned, it'll be 104 years since a ship has been commissioned with the name of North Dakota. So this is a historic moment for the people of our state. It's something everybody can be proud of, something everybody can be involved in. And the other thing about it, it's also given us a chance to really demonstrate some patriotism, because this nuclear submarine is going to be the latest and greatest attack submarine in the U.S. Navy in the world, as a matter of fact. And we can be proud it's going to bear our name.
To be a part of this historic event, find out more information at USSND.com. All gifts are tax deductible. USSND.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Again,
yes.
New Salem later this afternoon. Tune it in with Todd, the Radio God from K-Fire. That'll be a lot of fun. Where are you going to be again?
You're not on board with my Moo Salem idea, are you?
No, I am. I am. I'm totally on board. Completely, 100%. Moo Salem. Oh, I see.
Muddy River Coffee, as a matter of fact. And we were there before. Fantastic. Yum. So pop by.
Yeah, no kidding. All right. You can hear K-Fire everywhere. So wherever you're at. 3 until 5 this afternoon with Mr. Mitchell there. Check it out. Should be lots of fun. Stop by and say hi, too. I am a little jealous that he's going to be in Moo Salem with us. All right, so the call before the break, and by the way, he said Carrington a couple of times. I think he meant Castleton, although he did refer to a weather-related train derailment at Carrington. So I'm not aware of a Carrington train derailment. There was one yesterday at Ross, North Dakota, and it is wreaking havoc. Because 11 cars that were carrying corn derailed yesterday while switching tracks at Ross. And evidently, customers now can expect 36 to 48-hour delays. They're hoping the main track reopens today at 1, but it is threatening to delay Bakken oil deliveries and causing some problems. We did yesterday talk with one of the top BNSF officials on this program, and we asked him specifically about the Tioga train derailment that was also caused by wind. Now, they believe this one was caused by wind as well. It wasn't empty, so I don't know what, but if you recall, our guest yesterday said, hey, they got caught flat-footed on the one at Tioga because of the high wind deal, and they have protocols when the winds are at that area, and something went amiss, and he said, we're learning from it, and obviously not quickly enough to avoid what happened in Ross yesterday, but they did acknowledge that on the program. But to his point, he said, basically, do you guys see a pattern here? Here's three in less than a month, and God forbid one of these is an Amtrak train. I think everybody's eyes are focused on this, right? But I have to tell you, the more I learn about this, the more I think the finger ought to be pointed not at oil, all right, or, gosh, this oil is a flashpoint or flammable or whatever, not even necessarily at BNSF, because they can argue that they've got a pretty strong safety record. But to the extent where the 1% has fallen down, we've got some very interesting things going on. Remember the caller yesterday that talked about the delays at the federal level being, union politics? I think that the person nailed it. It's one of the questions we put for the next time this topic comes up. The FCC, prime example. The Federal Communications Commission is holding up this technology that would give the ability for the mothership of BNSF, in this case, the ability to be in Fort Worth and see exactly how fast each train is going. If it's going too fast, slow it down. I mean, think about this. Just use the wind as an example. Okay, the wind is blowing here, and yet he's still going X, so wait a minute, got to bring that back down. The FCC is doing that right now because of environmental impact needs. to put up towers where BNSF already has tracks. So I don't know. There's a lot more to learn here. I think everybody needs to be in the room and get this figured out. But I agree with the caller. I think that there's a pattern here. Look at Castleton. There have been four derailments in 9 years. Is that the number? I think it's 4 in 9 years.
Sounds right.
Yeah, we didn't get a chance to talk about that yesterday. Didn't get a chance to talk about a lot yesterday because the callers had some good questions. But I saw my notes last night and went, oh, I forgot about the Chinese steel. Remember the Chinese steel question? We had a bunch of them. Another one that a lot of folks wanted to talk about is, you know, is there a pattern here? And they explain the differences in the four at Castleton, for instance, and I imagine they'd explain the differences in the situation at Ross and Tioga. But nonetheless, they ought to be held accountable. I'm not suggesting that they not, but there are some ball drops at the federal level that need to be taken care of. Appreciate that call. Bob in Grafton is next on What's On Your Mind. Here's the telephone number, folks, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Bob, take it away. What's on your mind?
Morning, Scott. Morning, morning, Todd. Thanks for taking my call. I have three quick points I'd like to bring up. Number one, since we're talking about these derailments, is I find this highly suspicious. These derailments here recently either directly involve oil cars or they indirectly involve them by blocking the delivery now with this derailment we have now. So I would say it's very highly suspicious. Secondly, this healthcare issue here, you know, Mark the Freedom Poet and Rush Limbaugh and some others brought up some very good points. In the same amount of time it took to start and complete or get engaged and complete World War III, we mobilized an unimaginable amount of ammunition and manufactured ammunition, bullets, guns, tanks, jeeps, parachutes, planes, bombs, everything. And the people, the mobilization, all the food, beef, cattle, everything you could possibly think of got done in 3 years. This administration can't get a website running in 3 years. Are you kidding me? I'm telling you right now, it's purposely designed to do exactly what's happening right now, which is going to usher in a single payer system, which is what President Obama always wanted ever since he was talking about when he was a senator. So it's just flabbergasting that they can't get a silly little website going up when people pop up websites all the time. In the same amount of time as the things we accomplished in World War III. So that's just, I see that like the hand in front of my face. Thirdly, I want our senators in North Dakota to, I want our constitution, our state constitution to read, marriage is between one man and one woman. I do not want in the state of North Dakota, I do not want what happened in Minnesota to happen here. I don't want some liberal judge somewhere legislating from the bench. Out in Nevada, everybody out there, I think it was Nevada, voted against same-sex marriage. And then, you heard about the mess that's going on in the news out there. And now the Department of Justice is going to, take lawsuits or whatever against them. When the people have already spoken, it's like our votes don't even matter. So those are my three issues. Suspicious train derailments, this website issue, which is a farce. It's designed to fail. And this homosexual marriage issue. Those are three points.
Bob, you raise an excellent point with the website thing, and I know that was brought up yesterday, too. Rush had brought that up. Imagine if you go to one of the big .coms and you put together a big order and you go to checkout, you click that your shopping cart thing to go check out, and all of a sudden nothing was there. Having the back end of the website not done sort of seems like you would think that they would have all that done so that you could actually get out and have all that stuff. And that's kind of the equivalent there is going to Amazon or whatever, and all of a sudden none of your stuff is there. That's kind of the problem people have been having with that ACA
website. Thanks for the
call,
and what a succinct caller. He just had what was on his mind in 1-2-3 fashion, and we appreciate the call.
Stellar.
Norm in Mandan. Yes, Norm in Mandan, tell us what's on your mind.
It has to do with the multiple derailments in the Castleton area. I'm not a soil compaction or a soil expert, but I'm a home remodeler, and I did some work in that area, and there were several homes that had severe settling issues, that were fairly new homes and wanted window replacements that couldn't even be done because the home had settled like 12 inches from the center where the garage joins on a ranch style to the end. And I was just wondering, being down in that river basin, if they had considered soil compaction under the railroad tracks themselves.
A version of that question came up last Saturday when the hearing was held with Castleton and Fargo officials, along with Senators Heitkamp, Hoven, Congressman Kramer, and Governor Dalrymple. Wes Belter, who's the state legislator, farms out near Leonard. He talked about actually, you know, hey, he said, look, I've got sub-inch accuracy from all of my precision agriculture tools now, right? GPS and all the things that they have. Why don't you guys use something similar so you know when the soil shifts that could be, you know, causing some of this? And, you know, they talked about the technology they do have. They talked about the track inspections and all of that. But they did talk about that being an element of this PTC, positive train control, that is being held up by the federal bureaucracy and all the permitting on these towers again. And I actually posted a clip of that answer specifically after Wes had asked the question about the soil thing on my Facebook page, and it's also on the What's on Your Mind Facebook page, so you can check that out there. I would like to explore that a little longer, but we're going to see if we can have BNSF do what they did yesterday for us on a more regular basis, because I thought it was helpful. Unfortunately, it was, you know, inside of a half hour, and we didn't have as much time as we would have liked, but that's a very good question for them that, Norm, I'll make note of, and we'll ask next time they're on, okay?
All right, thank you.
Appreciate the call. Let's go to Myrna in Minot. Myrna, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yes, I have a comment about this train derailment business. And I grew up, my father was working for the Great Northern, and every summer we would climb on the train and go out to Washington State where his family had settled. And so I was riding the train often. Well, then when they switched to Amtrak, I went out a couple of times on Amtrak, and then I called one night for a reservation, and I got the somebody in Los Angeles or California. I called it between midnight and 1 because I knew that they wouldn't be busy. So I was talking with this guy, and I was telling him, I said, you know, Amtrak needs to do something with those train tracks because otherwise they're going to have an accident. And he said, well, Amtrak does not own the tracks. Burlington Northern owns them. And I could tell in between those times that there was something wrong with the tracks. I had ridden the train so much that I could just tell. And that's why I mentioned that to him. And he told me that, no, Amtrak does not own the tracks. Burlington Northern does. So that's where you need to go for the answer.
Interesting. So. Yeah. Well, appreciate that, Myrna. Thank you for sharing and neat insight from someone that's lived it. Thanks a bunch, okay?
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Sally Grand Force, got about a minute for you. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Well, thanks for the minute, but I wanted to revisit the business about Heritage Action, that the big flap about the poor rating that Kevin Kramer got from them. And he was kind of brushing it off like, well, they're just a bunch of crazies, basically, and wing nuts and whatnot. But I wanted to defend these watchdog groups. There are three of them that I've looked him up on to see if they were comparable. And now I'm a big fan of Michelle Bachman. Heritage Action gave her an 82% rating, which is considerably better. She got from FreedomWorks, she got a 92%, and there Kramer got only a 48%. They take these bills and they screen them for whether they fit with our Constitution, whether they are fiscally responsible, et cetera. And then they look at the votes of every congressman.
Sally, hold on a moment. We'll finish this on the other side of the break and explain to folks, first of all, what this debate is about. But hang on if you would. Max in Timberlake, Kelly in Williston, Ed in Minot, too.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Are you in pain, worried about the side effects of painkillers? Pain Commander is an all-natural way to relieve pain and support healthy muscles, tendons, and joints. Locally manufactured in North Dakota for people with issues ranging from fibromyalgia to arthritis and even sports injury. Visit our website at pain-commander.com or call 701-331-4416. You do not have to live in pain any longer. Take command of your life. Take command of your pain. Go to pain-commander.com.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks, it's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relaxed to zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950. 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is What's on Your Mind with Todd Mitchell. I'm Scott Hannon. Telephone numbers 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Reminder, we have some weather events that will be happening mainly in the way of wind. A lot of wind that is going to be a big factor today. In fact, that wind advisory is in effect for all of western and portions of central North Dakota this afternoon and this evening. Winds increasing over southwest North Dakota, gusts to 45 miles an hour later this morning, and then through that entire area as we get into this afternoon and this evening. Even talking gusts higher than 45 miles an hour across the Devil's Lake and James River basins. This all could cause hazardous travel, especially obviously where it's snowing. We also have a blizzard watch for portions of the east. National Weather Service in Grand Forks has that in effect this evening through late tonight. And again, the blizzard watch means there's potential for blowing snow, strong winds, and extremely poor visibility. So be careful if you are out and about. Okay, so we were chatting before the break with Sally from Grand Forks. Sally was critical of Congressman Kevin Cramer's
comments directed at the one group in particular, Heritage Action, because of their low rating of him. And you benchmarked that against a few others. And I just want to point out one thing, Sally. I did not hear the term crazies come out of Kevin Cramer's mouth.
Well,
he just simply, that was your word, but I think he was critical of them. You're fair to say that, in that he believes they're fundraising, right? And they're picking, they're cherry picking votes to fundraise, is his point.
Well, what they do is they take the bills that Congress or the Senate vote on, and they take a look at what's in the bills, like you and I don't have time to do, and they measure it against the Constitution and against, you know, fiscal responsibility standards. And then they rank all of the congressmen. It's not like he's picked out or something. As a matter of fact, nobody's opinion of John McCain would include the term conservative. He's the one who called
him. Yeah, no kidding. But
he got out
Sally,
of
I would
Jackson.
Say this.
They rated him at 43%.
Who's that, McCain or Cramer?
McCain. Cramer got a 38% from Heritage Action. But it's consistent. I mean, Freedom Works gave him a 48%, which is a little more generous. But they also gave John McCain a 78%. So these groups, we should take the information that they give us. And a lot of these groups, now like New American does a scorecard called Freedom Index. And on that one, they were more generous. They gave him a 55%, but they gave McCain a 63%. So I would say that, you know, if we want to elect a conservative, or if we want to call these people on their conservative campaign and say, you know, we want to hold you to the standard that you were campaigning on, I think these groups, instead of being, you know, attacked as being sniping at this one or that one, they look at everybody, and they rank everybody. They're not cherry picking anybody, but they look at these.
I have an idea. I actually have an idea, Sally, if you'd allow me just a moment to get in here. Maybe we should invite some of those groups on, and also invite, for instance, Congressman Cramer on to talk about it. Here's where I think the disagreement is. If every vote was scored, then what would happen is you'd have a fair indication. But they cherry-pick votes. You follow me? So, for instance, let's take the military, the vote on the budget that was short-term that included the reductions in pensions, okay? Congressman Cramer, I believe, voted for that, and he said, hey, it's terrible, we're going to fix that. Well, they've since fixed it. So did they score the vote where they fixed it? I don't know. You know, so they cherry-pick is the problem. But hopefully I gave you enough time to lay out your case on that, and we'll certainly ask Congressman Cramer and invite you to do the same next time he comes on. Appreciate the call very much. Let's go to Max in Timberlake. Max, you're next on What's On Your Mind.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good.
I just wanted to bring up a real quick point here in regards to insurance and Obamacare. As an insurance agent in North and South Dakota, I'm licensed in both states. Both states' laws state that you cannot mislead or misrepresent a policy. So, you know, why aren't our senators and congressmen and president being held to the same penalties and jail time and standards for misleading us, the public, and misrepresenting what they're trying to pass?
Fair question. Have you asked that of any of your elected members of Congress by chance?
Yeah, my own senator, Ryan Maher.
And what did you get in the way of an answer?
Well, they're supposed to be upheld to the same standards, but nobody ever goes after them for it. Nobody calls them out on it. You know, nobody goes out.
Therein lies the problem.
Yeah.
We're slumbering, right? We're asleep.
Yeah. Exactly.
Good point, Max.
Nobody needs to go after them.
Exactly. Hold them accountable. Please do, Max. That's why programs like this exist. Where's Timberlake?
Timberlake is about 50 miles west of Mulbridge.
All right, Todd, you got the pie chart there?
We're
getting her done.
North Dakota, so.
Do you have a good pie in Timberlake, Max?
No, we don't. Actually, I think the only good pie we have here in Timberlake is Bonnie Poison Pie, and that's my next door neighbor.
Is there a town named Justin nearby? Because how funny would that be if the schools combined?
Oh, bada boom. All right, Max, well, is it Betty? You said Betty had the best pie?
No, Bonnie Poison has the best pie. And you can get it at Sparky's Bar and Grill in Isabel, South Dakota.
All right, we'll put Isabel on the and Bonnie. So we have a pin going up on Timberlake, and we have a pin going up on Isabel. And it's Spanky's in Isabel?
Nope, Sparky.
Well, I'm off
Spanky's,
my game today.
What the heck?
Yeah, Bonnie and Sparky and Spanky and all right, Max, thanks. Thank you for the
rascal,
call.
You.
Ed and Minot, Ron and Bismarck, Kelly and Williston, when we continue on What's on Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hassle-free lake living starting at $150,000. Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. Jared Olson from Chase on the Lake. Tell me more.
Basically, we have units starting at $150,000 going up to around $400,000. Anywhere from a studio to a three-bedroom, two-bathroom. Units right on the water, right on the beach. They range in square footage anywhere from 600 up to about 1,300 square feet. Nice part about the units here is when you do purchase, you have an optional rental program so that when you're not using them, you can rent them out to try to generate some income and offset your cost.
You have the history. You know already what they're going to be able to generate income from that, right?
Yeah, we have the last 3 years of history. This year, my highest grossing unit did $40,000 in rents, and we've seen 10% growth in the last 3 years across the board. So, you know, we're continuing to grow. We're continuing to get more revenue coming in, so it's a perfect time to buy. We also just did decrease the price on the units by 35% this year.
Give Jared a call at 218-209-5366. Or go to chaseonthelake.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.